It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The state Senate Republican leader is calling on Democrats to fix problems created by controversial police-related bills. Law enforcement, EMTs, and local elected officials are concerned about the legislation passed by Democrats this year. Senate Republican leader John Braun says it's clear the measures are jeopardizing the safety of first responders and the public.
It basically significantly restricts when law enforcement officers can even be present. They basically have to wait until a crime is in progress. This first came to me from a constituent, a friend who works in the emergency room, and she described how now, under this new law, law enforcement may have a responsibility to transport a mentally ill person from somewhere in the community to the emergency room because they need medical assistance. Previously, they would do that. They also made sure that mental health professionals and the emergency room personnel were kept safe. They could stand by. And why would they not be allowed to do that? But the current law essentially says, regardless of whether this person is potentially violent or not, they deliver them to the emergency room, remove the restraints, and are required to walk away until something bad happens. It just doesn't make any sense. Prior to this law, at least in my community, and I believe in communities around the state, law enforcement, emergency room personnel, mental health agencies and personnel in the community were working together proactively to make sure these individuals got the care they needed in the most efficient and effective way that would help them right then and in the future. And it's simple. It's the right thing for these individuals who have these challenges. It's the right thing for our community to keep it safe. And frankly, it's the most cost-effective way to deal with this, to do it in a way that is caring and compassionate and yet really ensures that everybody's safe and the individuals get the care they need and deserve.
Braun says law enforcement has been sounding the alarm on this for a while now.
Law enforcement tried very hard to be involved in the development of some of these bills and were basically shut out from any reasonable input, and said at the time during session that these bills would create harm to people in their communities. They were genuinely concerned about these leading to violence to citizens around the state because the police would be heavily restricted on how they can become involved and prevent this sort of dangerous activity. So now here we are 90 days after the end of session, and we're seeing it come to pass around the state as police departments, sheriff's offices around the state implement the new statute. They're realizing, and more importantly, first responders and emergency health personnel and emergency rooms around the state are realizing that this is creating decidedly unsafe conditions for folks around the state. And I have been very vocal on this from the time they put the bills forward, that we agree there is some level of police reform appropriate. We need to do it in a way that ensures the safety of our citizens and our communities. We were ignored by the Democratic majorities. They wanted to do the far left progressive path they had chosen and didn't want to take input from the minority Republicans or from law enforcement around the state. And we're seeing the danger and the risk of that come to pass.
Braun says changes are needed quickly before more harm is done.
We really believe that we need to go back to work and fix these before people get hurt. And unfortunately, we can't do that. We are in the minority. It takes the majority of legislators or the governor to bring us back into session to make the changes that are necessary. So we are standing by. We are ready to go to work to reform these statutes so they work around the state for all of Washington. It's really just up to the majority to come along and work with us.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.